Our guest at the cafe this morning is our books commentator, Sharon Felt from Sulphur Springs. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, you're bringing me a couple of recent New York Times bestsellers to talk about.
Oh, these two are fabulous. Very different books, but one's a very sweet book, very lovely, beautifully written. Characters you fall in love with. The other is a suspenseful mystery, and you're not sure what happens till the very last page.
All right, both novels.
Yes, both novels.
Both fiction. So we'll start by talking about a book by a better known author who's been around for a long time, Catherine Ryan Hyde. And the book is Have You Seen Luis Velez?
Yes. As you said, Catherine Ryan Hyde is a seasoned novelist, and this book just came out in May, and it is the loveliest, it's a beautiful story about this 17-year-old kid. His name is Raymond, and his life just has fallen apart. His best friend is moving. He doesn't fit in anywhere in school. His mother has remarried, and he doesn't fit in there, and he just is pretty much a loner, and he is just like mourning his loss of connections, and he forms a very tentative relationship with a woman in his building. He lives in an apartment building, and she is a 92-year-old blind woman, and she lives alone, and she is in the hallway one day asking, have you seen Luis Velez? And on that, with that question, that very curious question, this whole beautiful story unfolds. Raymond finds out that Mildred, the 92-year-old blind woman, is alone and has been alone with no help for 17 days, and she's on her last half can of soup. So he helps her get her basic needs met with food and shelter and that. And then he said, well, who is Luis Velez? And she said, well, he was my caregiver, and he came 3 days a week to buy me groceries and help me go shopping. And he's been doing that for 7 or 8 years, and 17 days ago, he just quit, and I can't find him. So Raymond forms a friendship with her, but that is part of this story, and it's a beautiful story, the friendship that this 92-year-old woman, who has had a very difficult life. She was a German-Jewish Holocaust survivor, so she's very wise in many ways, and she teaches Raymond to look in ways other than through his eyes. But in the second story, it's kind of a dual story, he goes on this search to find Luis Velez. And in that, it's a coming-of-age story for Raymond, in that he finds, in searching for this particular Luis Velez, there happen to be 21 in the neighborhood, and each one shows him a different aspect of life. There's cruelty, there's rudeness, there's bigotry, there's hatred. There's kindness, there's compassion, there's generosity, and it is a beautiful book on life, and I recommend it to everyone.
Again, by Catherine Ryan Hyde, whose best known work probably is Pay It Forward, which was turned into a very well-known movie. This is her 30th novel, and it's Have You Seen Luis Velez. And we're talking with Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. Now, the second book you're going to tell us about is called The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides.
Yes.
Alex Michaelides.
Yes, yes.
He's Greek.
He's Greek, yes.
And this is very different. He is a brand new novelist, a screenwriter turned novelist. And
yes,
he's won some, you know, very nice awards for this book.
Yes, he has. It happened to be the 2019 Goodreads winner of the year for best book. It's a very different book than the first book. This book is a mystery, suspense, murder. I have a friend, we tease her, she loves murder and mayhem. Well, this book is perfect for her. This is a story about a woman who is a very famous artist, and her husband is a very famous, equally famous photographer. They live in London and have this seemingly beautiful golden life where everything works for them. They're very much in love, according to everyone. They have all these awards. They have this gorgeous house, top of the social ladder. And one night, her husband, the girl's name is Alicia, and one night her husband, Gabriel, comes home and she kills him. 5 shots. And she's arrested, and she never speaks again. She doesn't confess. Mm. She doesn't deny. She is just completely silent. So because of her social status and her fame, she's put into kind of a reclusive psychiatric facility just outside of London. And then one young therapist, he's not even affiliated with this psychiatric facility, convinces the authorities that he needs to work with her. And if he does break Alicia's silence, it will be at great cost to many, many people. Mm. And I read this book, I think, in 2 days, and I was turning pages just as fast as I could. And when I got to the end, it absolutely shocked me. I did not see it coming. I could not even imagine it. And it was like, how did I miss this? It is a wonderful page turner.
So be sure, don't turn to the back of the book and read the last chapter.
Do not.
You'll spoil it for yourself. And Alex Michaelides, as a screenwriter, would not be surprised to see this turn into a movie at some point.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Sharon, thanks for both of these. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Oh, enjoyed it.
Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.